I'm speaking with the President of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, Muhammadu Buhari, in his official residence. Your Excellency, you had a meeting with the presidents of Niger, Chad, Cameroon, and others on the Boko Haram situation, and you insisted that Nigeria must lead this operation. Why did you make that decision, sir?
Well, I don't like the word you insist. I reasoned with them because Nigeria is a battlefield. If they come to the got to the extent that they had to come and fight for us and secure Nigerian territory for Nigerians, then they are worse business. That's why within the week I was sworn in, I went to thank them and to listen to them on how we ought to proceed with dealing with terrorism in Nigeria and in the sub-region in particular.
That's the issue of oil subsidy. Are you going to remove it?
Well, there is so much intellectual discussion on oil subsidy. And luckily for me, that's one of the jobs I have done as Commissioner of Petroleum under Obasanjo, Minister of Petroleum, for 3.5 years. I have some idea about petroleum industry. It was during my time, and I signed the contract for the two refineries at least, Warri and Kaduna. It was my time I signed the contract for more than 3,200 line pipes. It was during my time when more than 20 depots, I signed the contract, not talk of pumping station. So most of the petroleum industry infrastructure were then when I was the Minister of Petroleum. So I have an idea about this. It is most unfortunate that subsequent governments destroyed the petroleum infrastructure. So I have to, as this report I have talked to, I received from the Interim Management Committee, will be part of the report contained there, which I have to see what is on the ground now, and with my previous knowledge, knowing the infrastructure, and see how we can move forward.
Your Excellency, talking about transmission, there is the impression that it is taking a little bit long. I don't know whether you agree or disagree that before your cabinet is formed. How much longer do you think it will take before you form the cabinet, sir?
I tried to explain this. We developed terms of reference for this interim committee. And the reason why we did it was the first time I saw Jonathan after my election, we went together with our former head of state, General Abdusalam Abubakar. And he gave us the benefit of his experience because he handed over to General Obasanjo. It was as a result of that I suggested that all the ministries should have a comprehensive handover notes prepared, documented, and then handed over to my interim committee. And I picked 3 people for each geopolitical zone. Alhaji Ahmed Joda is the chairman of that committee, and then Adamu Adamu is the secretary. But there are 3 people from each geopolitical zone. And then when we gave them the terms of reference to start work, the outgoing government said that I have created a federal government. Instead of cooperating with them, they said we created a federal government. So they virtually refused to conduct the handover notes as we agreed with the former president, and they did what they wanted, and they only gave it to the committee 4 days before Jonathan left. So we have to work on that now and find our reference point. Where do we start from? Mm-hmm. This is where the government of Jonathan left, security-wise, economic-wise, before we move forward.
What is the status of the financial health of the nation on your assumption of office, sir?
I have to go through this report. It is very, very unhealthy. Most of the institutions have been compromised. If you get the documents, how people are lifting petroleum and bringing it, going out of the proper way of doing things and proper, transparent, and accountable way of doing it, you will pity Nigeria. Unfortunately, we are called the mono economy. Everybody is depending on petroleum revenue to do his own thing. Now that the thing has virtually collapsed, more than 20 states cannot pay salaries. Even in the federal government, there are some departments which are not being paid salaries. So for Nigeria to collapse so easily, it needs a great deal of mismanagement. And unfortunately, it has happened.
Finally, Your Excellency, we know you are an ardent listener of the Voice of America and others. We would like to hear your views about the Voice of America in particular, sir.
Well, I have already said it, unless you want for me to phrase you again all over. What I said, the way you arrange discussions and arguments between economists, politicians, and others is what convinced me to be listened to every day from 6 to 6.30 in the morning, unless I'm traveling. I listen to BBC 6.30 to 7 because of the fair playing ground we are giving to all parties in different countries. Let them argue their own case to the hearing of their own people. And for Nigeria, the education you are giving to our people, the Hausa-speaking community, I think is commendable. And apparently I spoke to your ambassador, the ambassador of the United States, and to senior United States official that I meet, the same thing with the British one, that their Hausa service of their governments, which is being paid by their governments, I praise them, I thank them, because they are educating our people with honest interpretation of political and economic data based on research by specialists and so on. So this, you are doing an incredible humanitarian service, you know, to developing countries.